A TV Western comes to Netflix today. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans reviews Godless, set in a frontier town inhabited almost entirely by women.
When you think about how Godless challenges some of the biggest cliches in Westerns, it's easy to focus on Mary Agnes McNew, played by Merritt Weaver. Mary Agnes, or Maggie, is one of the leaders in La Belle, an 1880s-era New Mexico town where nearly all the male residents were killed in a mining accident. After the death of her husband, Maggie begins wearing his clothes and his gun belt. She falls in love with the town's school marm, and that doesn't go over so well with her brother Bill, the town's sheriff, played by Scoot McNairy.
You're not maternal no more.
Maternal?
Well, yeah.
Bill, I love my husband. May he rest in peace. But I'm done with the notion that the bliss of me and my sisters is to be found in childbearing caregiving.
In fact, she's so done that when a slick mining company executive shows up to buy rights to the mine, she's the only person who insists that the women in La Belle can participate as equal partners.
Now, Quicksilver would take just 90% of the claim and bear 100% of the cost.
Maybe you didn't hear me before. We want half.
I heard you, Miss McNew. And while you may possess a working knowledge of the mine, you are naive when it comes to the business of running it. Certainly not on your own.
And I think you, sir, are naive when it comes to understanding just what we all been through and just how changed we are on the other side.
Some of you more than others.
Maggie challenges gender roles the most of any figure in Godless, but the show gives every major character an unexpected twist. Downton Abbey alum Michelle Dockery is Alice Fletcher, a twice-widowed mother just as independent as Maggie. Scoot McNairy's Bill McNew is an earnest, no-nonsense sheriff secretly losing his eyesight. And the show's big bad villain, Frank Griffin, leads a murderous band of 24 men he's recruited like a twisted adoptive father, wearing a preacher's collar. Griffin, played by Jeff Daniels, learned from his adoptive father, a religious zealot who slaughtered his biological family.
One of them, Mr. Isaac Haight, was all the time preaching to the men doing the killing about how all things are purified with blood. After he saved my family, Mr. Isaac Haight became my new pappy and one of his wives my new mammy. I learned to love Mr. Haight. He taught me with the stick and the bullwhip and the knife how to love.
Classic Westerns are often rooted in a myth, transforming the exploitation, sexism, and racism employed to build the Old West into a virtuous pioneer story. Godless, like a lot of modern Westerns, excels by facing that bruising history. It shows how much tougher life was for women and people of color back then. When a protege of Griffin's leaves him to hide in La Belle, Griffin's brutal gang comes to find him, and the town's unlikely collection of characters have to step up to fight them, just like traditional Western heroes. The show's title even challenges the idea the Old West is God's country. It's explained in a speech by Griffin to a family that he's victimizing.
This here's the paradise of the locust, the lizard, the snake. It's Godless country. And the sooner you accept your inevitable demise, the longer you all gonna live.
I'm a sucker for the stories of justice and revenge at the heart of most good Westerns, and I love it even more when those stories recognize the social realities of the time. Godless does all that and more, a compelling reinvention that never strays so far you don't recognize its classic roots. I'm Eric Deggans.